Hello and welcome to the Millennial Girl Boss podcast. My name's Chantel and I'm a Millennial Girl Boss, and I turn my dream of running my own location independent business into a reality. I quit my job to make money online and I'm here to teach millennials how to do the same. On this podcast, I talk about everything to do with mindset, productivity, and online business. So you're in the right place if you're looking for those things. So today's podcast is all about mindset and limiting beliefs. Now, we all have limiting beliefs and they can stop us sometimes from moving past the things that we really need to. Sometimes we really need to look at our limiting beliefs and evaluate them and realize that they don't actually serve us and they're actually holding us back. So today's interview is with Melissa, and she struggled with this sometime and some point in her life. And this book that she's creating is a really amazing self-help book to help you with your limiting beliefs, letting go, and really changing your mindset and adapting your mindset to a more of a positive mindset. So tell us about your book.
Wow. So the book, the idea of the book came to me last year. This is when I just started meditating. I was going through a really rough breakup with someone that I had been on and off with for a few years. And then finally I had the courage, you know what, to just move forward. And I really had to, it was really a time when I was working on myself, and just trying to move forward with my life. And the idea came to me at first in the form of a novel. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. And I started getting these ideas and everything. And I said, I don't really know how to write a novel, but I know how to help people. So I just continued writing, and what came out ended up being a self-help book. And I realized that the book was about everything that I've learned to have to move forward in my life and in getting the things that I wanted. And a lot of the book focuses on letting go of a lot of anger that I've had towards myself and towards people, a lot mm-hmm. of limiting beliefs that I've had, and just a lot of blocks and just negativity that I've had to be able to move forward into creating the life that I want.
Okay, that sounds really interesting. So what helps you with limiting beliefs right now?
What are some of my limiting beliefs right now? Just getting through this book, actually.
Okay.
Just getting through the book, and it's like, okay, are these ideas good enough? And I sort of have to let that go and just be like, you know what, this idea came to me for a reason, and I gotta write this book. And it's a little bit strange because nobody really close to me has ever written a book or has ever done anything like this. So it's still something that I'm working on. It's not as strong. The negative belief wasn't as strong as it was over a year ago or even a few years ago. So it is something that I am shedding, and that I'm working on it every day. I think that to become like the best version of yourself, it is something that you have to work on every day and not just work on like once. Obviously, it is something that keeps coming up for me. And I keep thinking, no, you know what? This idea came for me for a reason. And I'm just going to keep writing it and just keep pushing through. And it doesn't always have to be clear at first. And once everything was finally put on paper and I reread a lot of the things that I've written, it's sort of like a little puzzle piece, and I could say, okay, this could go in this first chapter, this could go in this next chapter, and it's basically, it's all coming together, and I'm saying, you know what, I do have a book. Like, yes. I am, like, it is possible for me to be a published writer. I can do this. And that, of course, it doesn't happen overnight. It is something that does take time. And I had to continue to work on.
That's really amazing. It's funny how through the process of writing the book as well, you've overcome limiting beliefs, and you're writing about limiting beliefs as well. Exactly. So it all comes together full circle, which is really great.
Exactly. I mean, in the end, we don't always have, we could have an idea of what the end goal is. It might not be in the way, because we have an idea in our heads, right? Of, okay, I'm going to do this, this, and this to get there. But I think as we go through the journey of that thing, it's not always how we imagine that we'll get there, right?
Yeah, that's right. Because you never know how the journey is going to end.
Exactly. That is so true.
So if you could turn back time and talk to your younger self, what would you tell her?
Oh, I asked, in my journaling, I ask myself, I write about that a lot. Wow, there's so many things I wish that I could have told her. First of all, I would say stop worrying. Just like, stop worrying. Stop rushing through the process of life. Like, you know that you're going to get there. You always get what you want out of life. And we always think, you know what, you're not going to get what you want, but you always do. And you always seem to worry about, okay, when am I going to get there? And how am I going to get there? And how am I going to do this? And like, eventually, I always got through that end process. So just stop worrying. Try to enjoy the present moment. Like, pay attention to all the little details. Because all the little details and all the little things that you're going through, they're there for a reason. They're there to teach you something. And you might not always understand it in the moment. But just accept it. Just be like, you know what? Like, you'll be okay. You're always going to be okay in the end. So just go with it. Just go with life. And if something doesn't feel right, listen to that. Just listen to that part of yourself that's like, okay, something's not right here. Like, there's something that's not right. And like, people think, no, you're supposed to go on like this particular path in life, right? And people only, like, they had the best of intentions for me. I grew up in Canada, but I was raised in like an Italian immigrant household, and you know, they had this idea of how life should be, and I was like, okay, well, this is how life should be. And I would have also told myself, you know what, it's okay to take a different path and to not listen to everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, it's really important to really focus on yourself and not listen to people outside of you as well. So that's part of gaining confidence throughout life as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Totally.
I totally agree. So have you got a title for your book at the moment or not?
I do have a title. At the moment, I do. Of course, it could all change in the editing process, or I could get like a new idea. It is called Moving Forward.
Yeah.
Just because I've realized that it's the perfect title for the book for now, because it is about moving forward and letting go of, like I said before, all the anger, all the pain, the limiting beliefs, the people that will only take you so far in life.
Mm-hmm.
That were there maybe for a season. They were there to teach you something. And I think that a lot of the time we try to hold on to those limiting beliefs. We try to hold on to what we once were. And I've had to learn to let a lot of that stuff go, just to be able to push through and to be able to move forward to where I am now, and also to move forward into where I want to be.
Yeah, that's really amazing. Is there anything that you wish you had known before you started your book? I know you said you just had to learn, and you said no one around you really had any books. So was it all like DIY or just researching things online?
A lot of it was research. I've heard that writing a book is like pushing out like a baby. And it really does feel like, I mean, I don't have any kids of my own, but a lot of my friends do have children.
Mm-hmm.
And they sort of talk about like preparing for the baby to come, and sort of like just getting ready and just trying to put everything together. And it really does feel that way. So it is like my little baby. And I just want to like take care of it and just be like, okay, I'm putting you out into the world. I hope that like it helps people. Something that I wish I'd known, though, because I was focused on the concept of the novel for so long, was that it's okay if it turns into something else, because we have an idea of how something's going to go. But in the end, it just turned into a self-help book. And I wish I wouldn't have been so hard on myself. I just wish I would have been like, you know what? It's a self-help book. That's okay. That's what's going out into the world. That's what's in me.
I think it's so beautiful that it just changed into something else, and you accepted that. You haven't tried to force it into a novel. It's a self-help book, which is better.
Right. It's so much better. And I mean, I wish, in the end, I'm kind of happy that it turned out the way that it did.
Hmm.
I wish that I had something like this, just something like a lot of the principles, like limiting beliefs, forgiveness, like taking action, stepping out of your comfort zone. Because when I first started learning a lot about these topics, it wasn't so clear for me. Like, mm-hmm. what, like, I heard about limiting beliefs and doing the work, and at the time when I was on this journey and just like figuring myself out, I was just like, well, what do you mean? What are these limiting beliefs? And like, what are these things? And sort of along the process, it was like, okay, all right, I do have limiting beliefs. I do have a lot of forgiveness work to go through. And I still have, at the time I thought that I, like after the breakup, I thought, you know what, I'm good. I don't have to do any more inner work. I could just go through life now. But I was wrong, and I realized, you know what, I still have a lot of work to do. And like even now, of course, because it's life. And I think that in the book, I've put it, I've sort of like mapped it out and that I hope when someone does open it up, they could be like, okay, I get this now. This is why I'm going through what I'm going through. And I mean, they might not get it right away, but I think that anybody who does start to work on themselves, they don't always get it right away. And eventually it leads to, because I'm discovering other things, like discovering other people, or maybe it leads to them discovering to other concepts. So I really think that the book will be sort of like the start of a journey for them.
So it's really for absolute beginners and starting out, just really exactly. Trying to understand it. That's really good, because sometimes we can get a little bit overwhelmed with everything that we have to do, thinking about limiting beliefs and mindset, and we think, oh my gosh, what do I have to do? What does it all mean in the beginning when you're going on this journey? And it's always a work in progress.
Exactly. It's always a work in progress. And we don't always have to have it figured out right away. I like to say that, you know what, I've always, and I kind of write about it in the book, like life is kind of like a puzzle. Like you're sort of given the puzzle pieces, but you don't always understand, okay, where does this go? What do I do with this? And you kind of just have to keep going, keep living your life. And eventually, like anybody who's listening to this right now, like I promise you, like it all starts to make sense.
Yeah. So last question, is there anything that I should have asked that I didn't ask?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, wow.
Did I miss anything?
I don't think you've missed anything. I'm just thinking about the book. What's your worst fear about releasing the book?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, my worst fear probably about releasing the book is just putting my story out there. Because there's a lot of people who don't know my story. There's a lot of like people in my inner circle of like friends and my family who a lot of their limiting beliefs were passed down to me. And I really had to break free from that. And I've had to work on rebuilding those beliefs. So, I mean, there's a lot of people who might read the book and they might be like, oh, is this about me? Is this what I taught her? And I mean, for those people who do read it, I just want to say, you know what, like, if you passed on those limiting beliefs to me, I forgive you. It wasn't your fault. But obviously now, like, I had that responsibility to break free from them, and to change them. So that's really I think what I would say.
Okay, so just the fear of letting other people close to you read the book and how they will react to it.
Right. That's, I mean, it's a little bit scary. But of course, I think it's like anything that you put out there, and it's again like the concept of putting a baby out into the world.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you're going to put it into the world and you hope that it does good and it does service and like it helps others. And I that's the thing. I could only do my best with this book. And I really think I have.
Well, that's right. Even if it helps just one person, then it's done its job.
Exactly.
So it will reach its goal. And that's all you want to do is help people with it.
Exactly.
Wow, I think those are all of the questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It was so nice to talk to you, and thank you for giving me this chance.
Yeah, it was so interesting and really great to talk with you. Just let us know where can everyone find you, like if you've got a website or your Instagram handle.
My website is still a work in progress because I'm still working on the book. But you can email me at info.melissajiancola@gmail.com. Or you could find me on Instagram, @melissafjiancola.
Okay. And they will be in the show notes if anyone wants to contact Melissa.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.